Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do the last two Mishnayos of Maseches Yuma. Parak Ches, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So we already went through the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, and then we went through all the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about what Yom Kippur actually accomplishes, the Kapara that is achieved on Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, in order for Kapara to be achieved, or maybe not so obviously, you need some level of Tshuva. In order to do Tshuva, you need a Vidui, that's part of the Tshuva process, and you need a Kabbalah Allah. So chatas vashem vaday mechaper in the common chatas and ashem vaday, meaning the ashem vaday means it's not because of a safik chelev safik shuman where you're not sure whether what you ate was kosher or not. It's where you know that you did something wrong, and the Torah prescribes an ashem for violating shvuas sheker that relates to money or to keeping money that belongs to somebody else. Things like that, things that are chayiv and asham vaday. So when you have a chatas or you have an asham vaday, they are mechaper when you bring those karbanos. And when you do tshuva and you bring those karbanos, then that's it. You've accomplished everything you need to accomplish, and now you have a clean slate. That's all you need to do. Now the Mishnah says, but there are certain things where there is no karban. Misa v'yom kippur mechaperin im hatshuva. Misa and yom kippur are mechaper in conjunction with tshuva. Meaning if you do tshuva and yom kippur will finish off the kapara for some things, and if you die before Yom Kippur, the death will finish off tshuva. So now the Mishnah goes through different sins which you don't get malchus for. So tshuva mechaperes al averus kalos. Tshuva alone is mechaper, even without Yom Kippur or Misa, for the very low level averus. Al asei, va'alos asei, for mitzvos asei, and for mitzvos los asei, where there is no onesh, those mitzvos los asei that you don't get an onesh for, most los says you at least get malchus for, but there are some of those says lav shein b'maisa, lav anita klasei, where there is no onesh for the lo sasei. So for that, just doing tshuva will give the person the kapara. Vala chamuros, in the case of more severe averos, meaning things that you chayv malchus for, so then hitola, when you do tshuva, that makes the punishment suspended a little bit, till Yom Kippur comes and wipes away the punishment in its entirely. So now the Mishnah is going to list some limitations on the power of tshuva and the power of Yom Kippur to provide kapara. Ha'omer echteva oshuv, echteva oshuv. If a person says, I'm going to sin and then I'll just do the do tshuva afterwards, and he says it again, I'll do the avera and I'll do tshuva afterwards. Ein maspikin b'yadalasas tshuva. He doesn't get the opportunity to do tshuva. Echtav yom ha-kippur mechaper. A person says, I'll do an aver and Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Well, then ein yom ha-kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for him. Aver shvein adam l'makom, for any aver ben adam l'makom that are not ben adam l'chavero, like eating non-kosher food or something, yom ha-kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur will be mechaper for it. But aver shvein adam l'chavero, but if a person wronged another human being, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper until you appease the other party. So the Mishnah quotes a pasuk for the idea that Yom Kippur alone is not going to be mechaper for avero shebein adam lechavero. As Zodar Shablozer ben Azariah, Rablozer ben Azariah derived it from the following pasuk, which says that mikol chatosechem lefnei Hashem titaru, from all of your averos, you're going to be purified in front of Hashem. Now lefnei Hashem, it could be interpreted to mean the averos that we're talking about in the pasuk, and it's saying averos that are lifnei Hashem, that are ben adam l'makom, you're going to be tahor from on Yom Kippur. So averos ben adam l'makom yom kippur mechaper, but averos ben adam l'chavero and yom kippur mechaper at shiratzes chavero, and therefore we see from that pasuk the Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for the averos ben adam l'chavero unless you have the mechila of the other party. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva says how fortunate Klal Yisrael are. Livnei miya temetarim. Look who we are metara ourselves in front of. Umi metara eschem. And who's the one that provides us with our tahara? Avichem shebashamayim. It's our father in shemayim. So he talks about two types of tshuva over here. He says, so Tos Yontov explains that the first kind of tshuva is by someone who realizes that he has to do tshuva and he takes action, he cleanses himself. So Rabbi Akiva says that after he begins to do tshuva, Hashem helps him along and finishes the process. The second type of tshuva, mi metaher eschem, is someone who can't take that first step toward tshuva because he's just so mired in sin. So Rabbi Akiva says that people like that also will be helped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take that first step for them and through his great sense of rachamim. So he quotes two different psukim that show that Hashem provides tahara for Klal Yisrael. Shneimar v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem. I will sprinkle pure water on you and be metar you. That will cleanse you from your avera. V'omer. And the pasuk also says in Yirmiyahu, mikve Yisrael, that the mikvah of the Jewish people. The word mikvah is an actual mikvah that purifies a person from tumah. So ma mikvah metaris atameim, just like a mikvah is metar a tamei person, av HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaris Yisrael. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaher klal Yisrael. So the two types of tshuva that Rabbi Akiva had mentioned are these two psukim, those who take action initially, and that's similar to someone who goes to a mikvah, and those who need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the first step, and that's represented by the non mikvah, by the Kodesh Baruch Hu sprinkling tahara water on them. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Ches we learned that a carbon chatas and a carbon noshem vaday are mechaper on their own without anything else. And we said that Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper in conjunction with tshuva. That tshuva itself is mechaper for very low-level isurim and violations of asay, of mitzvah asay. And the more higher-level isurim, the tshuva is not mechaper alone, for you need to wait for Yom Kippur to come along and be mechaper as well. In Mishnah Tes, we said that there are exceptions. If a person says, I plan to do an avera and then do tshuva later, then tshuva will not work for such a person. He can't make a game out of it. Or if he says, I'll do an aver and Yom Kippur will be mechaper later, then Yom Kippur won't work. Can't make a game out of it. We also said that when it comes to aver shebenon lechavero, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper unless you have mechila from the other party. And we darshened, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari darshened that darshened this difference between menon lechavero and menon lemakom from the pasuk mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, that it's only Aver Shemel Lumakum, that which is Lefnei Hashem, that Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper for, but not Beinan Lechavero. And then the Masechta concludes with Rabbi Akiva saying how fortunate we are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that Avinu Shevashemayim is Metaher us. And he quoted two psukim, one about Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Torah Metaretim, and the other about Mikveh Yisrael. Zarakti Aleichem is Hashem taking the initiative, Mikveh Yisrael is us going into the Mikveh, us taking the initiative. So that brings us to the end of Maseches Yoma, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with the beginning of Maseches Sukkah.